This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. The move comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under the WTO rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll on the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to new research released by the government Wednesday. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and the deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others. The Indian government on Wednesday revised its regulations on coronavirus tests to ease pressure on testing agencies amid a surge in cases. India's COVID-19 tally hit 20 million Tuesday amid a second wave of infections in South Asia. India is struggling to cope with the raging cases amid shortages of hospital beds, oxygen, and life-saving drugs, posing big challenges to medical workers. For more news, join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine for meetings today with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. After arriving in Kiev, Blinken tweeted, "This will be an important opportunity to discuss continued Russian aggression and to underscore the need for maintaining both the pace of and focus on reforms with the Ukrainian partners." Blinken is expected to restate the United States will not recognize Russia's 2017 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. Blinken will likely underscore the importance of U.S. economic support for Ukraine. Since 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $404.6 billion in total assistance, including security and non-security assistance, according to the State Department. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight of the next-generation launch vehicle in South Texas on Wednesday, after four previous landing attempts ended in explosions. It marked a key milestone for the private rocket company of billionaire tech mogul Elon Musk in its development of a reusable heavy-lift launch vehicle to eventually carry astronauts' large cargo payloads to the Moon and Mars. A first orbital Starship flight is planned for the end of the year. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador promised a full investigation into the Metro overpass collapse, which killed at least 25 people, injured 79 others on Monday in Mexico City. The accident, one of the worst ever to strike the Mexico City Metro, occurred on Line 12 and caused great impact on the local public transportation there. The accident prompted major Mexican cities to conduct their own full investigations into their Metro lines in order to eliminate any hidden dangers. Egypt said Wednesday that it would impose new restrictive measures amid a spike in coronavirus cases in the Arab world's most populous country. The Prime Minister, Mustafa Madbouly, said his government would ban all events, entertainment, parties, and other gatherings for 2 weeks starting today. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.